Fambul, good afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, na Monday, the 21st day inside the month of August, me where they bring come this first edition of the program Midday Show for this week to you. Mina Khadija Bangura. Midday Show, like all time, now you want our program where they tell you about plenty things them where they happen all over the country. Same way, so you can be part of the program this afternoon. By way, how you go send your text message to the number 077-981-981. Yourself go be part of the different issues them where they can talk about inside the program this afternoon. In case you they listen to we, you want for ask question, make comments on different issues them where they can talk about, send them through the number 077-981-981. 077-981-981 and the number for sending text message. Member say you can same way so listen to it live on 99.5 Nabo and other surrounding them. And self we do on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. The program where you just they listen to now Midday Show, and me where they bring this Monday edition of the program to you. Mina Khadija Bangura. We they start the program, and the first issue where we go look at this afternoon at the program that you all get for do with the toll road along the Mashaka Wellington Highway. Friday, August 18, the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Alhaji Ibrahim Kemosi, say bingo open the Wellington Mashaka Road as it be the first person for pay na the toll. Women say any motorcar way pass na this road, any time go get for pay for pass na the toll road. But after 3 days now where this toll road system don't start for operate, plenty concern don't they come out from the general public and self driver them as to the amount where they truck them for pay and self trailer them we get for use this toll road. Well, we reporter Abdullah Gbla been there around the toll road and they monitor the situation and put this report together.
During the morning hours of 18 August 2017, I been go waka na the Hastings toll gate, where na the first toll gate from Freetown, as it be just left some minutes, make people start for pay for the Wellington Mashaka toll road.
I'm paying the toll because na national service, I'm paying for the service provided by government.
That na the voice of the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Alhaji Ibrahim Kemosi say, as it been they open the toll road, but from the time where people no say they get for begin pay for this road, plenty question and concern and don't they come out from the general public from the amount of people for pay for this road and the time they for begin for pay for them. Now people don't begin for pay for this road and are all three the toll gate them from Hastings, Sungo and Mashaka. They collect the toll anytime Mutuka pass. But when you look this toll road where the CRSG company don't make, now from Wellington to Yams Farm, where they say na 10 kilometer out of the 62 kilometer where them for make. And even the Urugu Bridge where from part of the 10 kilometer not make it. Charles Mambu, na chairman works for development salon, and even call on the CRSG company for try complete the Wellington Mashaka toll road where people don't begin pay for.
We appeal to government for talk to the Chinese that from today on the Chinese for do this work within a very short time and complete time, because we want to continue on paying for a product that is completed. We also, as a road consortium, they appeal to them through the ministry and through SLRA for make sure that the Ulugu Bridge be completed, because until the Ulugu Bridge is completed to fall in, we cannot complete the 10 kilometer roadway we don't say we complete.
I've been taking them concerning to the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Alhaji Ibrahim Kemosi say.
First of all, it's continuous. The NEPA make road now, I just talk to them say, they get for continue seriously, aggressively, within 5-6 months, for them on this pavement. I don't tell them. And the point is that the agreement shows that 10 kilometers paved and 30 kilometers bush clearing. They don't do more than 10 kilometers. They don't do more than 30 kilometers.
So what about the bridge, the Ogu Bridge way?
They make now everything to perfection. I'm telling you.
Well, according to what you understand, the agreement that I have for begin for pay for the toll way, that bridge they done.
Let's see the agreement say. The agreement say after 10 kilometers pavement, 30 kilometers bush clearing. They don't do more than 10 kilometers pavement, they don't do more than 30 kilometers bush clearing.
Engineer Memuna Tujalo, now the Director General, now the Saloon Roads Authority, himself being respond as to why people for begin pay for this toll road now.
Well, people, that's where we get the money when they go take, now loan them safety. And then get for service the loan. And we, the more we spare them, take long for me, they begin service the loan, the more it will take for low pay. So it better they begin for, service alone now, they will pay, they will accommodate quick. 25 years, we don't just know then the road will belong to you now. We say good out to one for do now.
So Mori will say, well, now Saloon people get for the pay, then that money then they use enough for the make the road, then from now say then they fry with oil.
No, not possible. They don't get the money already. But the interest, they get for pay, they don't get for, they don't come with interest, they get for pay interest. So then the money, they won't get for stop. They don't be for 10 to 10 kilometers and go soon start the other 20 or more kilometers for do.
But the 62 kilometers where people don't begin pay for now, when a 10 kilometer the CRSG company don't make, now agreement with member of parliament then being grief for, now parliament this BNTM. This be make I be ask the member of parliament for constituency 95, we say motion at the chief whip at the Saloon parliament, honorable Claude DM commander, we to make them being grief for this.
A very simple, even in microcredit where you go take note to we don't do all thing, you start for pay. At the moment you don't start for do business, you start for pay so that it is the burden. And that make at least we all agree, say, make we start for pay. We only see the work they go very fast. We know very shortly and we cover the whole area.
I've been talked to the president for the Motor Drivers and General Transport Workers Union, Alpha Amadou Ba. We've been raised concerned about the amount where different truck them for paying at the toll gate them.
The term will be negotiate on trucks from 973,000 to for count down to 549,000. I mean, distinguish between the type of trucks they wait for pay such money. We say any truck when I one axle, when a six tire, now 18,000 per toll gate. The three toll gates if I pay 54,000. But automatically, the team can change. The people that are the gate say they don't get a statement say all trucks with fiber container, with fiber box, if I pay 183,000 per gate, then let's have a six tire. Let's have one axle, and that will be agreed on. They don't actually go against the agreement.
Alpha Amadou Ba been carrying on for talk, but waiting he observed, but some timber container them where he say they balance the toll gates and Hastings.
Then they bypass the toll gates, then go bust before and then go down Wataki. Then the other one, they wait and come through the gate, then they hold them and say they for pay. So that again raised some concern. Me myself going at the place this morning, I go find out say the containers are where they load this timber, then they bypass the toll gate.
But waiting driver them think about this. I been go work at the Freetown Central Lorry Park.
Yes, yes.
This now be the atmosphere among driver them at the Freetown Central Lorry Park as they be talk about concern them where they get but the toll road system.
Me na Abdul Tony, we don't feel correct because they be not tell you say the 6 hour for pay 18,000. So now we we'll go then they tell you for pay 183,000. Trailer price, trailer intended, and just one check we the same. So now that the 9 look like say you know correct for we feel.
I get a drug when I scan here. Now I can last night now the toll gate, I loaded 900 bags of rice for Okono. When I reach the toll gate, they say me for pay 2,500,000. They say I don't overload. Now I say no, this is over. This is a capacity. This is a big truck. As soon as I imagine, I pay 500,000 for go. Now I know we not hard price it. This would carry and go for 7,000. I so black carry and go. When you not tell you so for pay this toll road. Now they for pay for a bag of rice now. They for pay for a 9,000 loss for go Okono pantrela. Where should reach up line? Then pay 9,000 for bag. How much if it's that trailer go sell the rest?
As all this done they happen, it clear now say, you know what say again, driver them go want hard price and transport for people where they go outside this toll road pass. And price of tinning for it, and other one them, where they come out from Freetown go upline in back, go there. And you no need for read economics, for no say, now the ordinary man go pay the price for the Society for Radio Democracy. Me, na Abulai Bla, the report.
Well, for second and concern, the day we driver and passenger them we don't begin for passing at the toll road. We Friday, August 18, the Minister of Works been forced for go pay at the toll road as way for opener officially. But since after that 10 day, people learn the raise concern as you hear from the reports where Abdullah Bla puts together. This may make Alex Lawrence Koma been talked to the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Honorable Ibrahim Kemosi say, we confirm to Radio Democracy say, they don't ask the Chinese them for allow fuel tanker them for pass force na this toll road. So say, the, in the Minister of Works, Sidom with the Chinese company where they in charge of the toll road and then go engage and go pull word na do just now. Alex Lawrence Koma talk more more to the minister?
First of all, we don't launch the toll road. The president gave a commission, general, really not completely. We just go initiate the first payment of the toll road begin the 18th. Then we have to pay toll. And government position is very clear in the sense that president instructed the Ministry of Works say, whatever going to be the outcome, consult with all stakeholders involved in the road sector. Let them come up with a position. Because you see, we're going to be talking about toll road, cost, bypass, cost, wear and tear, everything. Please, we call them all, and as a ministry, we call all man, motor drivers, consumer protection, hill saloon, road for development, petroleum dealers association, truck owners, everybody. If I went and come, I make it very clear. I say government in position for the time which they happen in Rodo. Now we tell me, not tell me, they will make it public. So we form ourselves to the committee, so they're all involved, and then come with all the regulations, the one for the road to really take place, including everybody who will left. They need to communicate. Now I can go to Parliament and go there because again, Parliament will not pass the agreements in Parliament with prices of the toll gates, okay, and the bypass and the social corporates will meet the all. But then, when they agitate, the big changes. They say, for example, I'll give you an example. Drivers union say, they are comfortable to pay 12,000 for four-wheel drives, but to carry them, like them jeep them. Then patrol, then trooper, then Land Cruiser, then for then jeep them, SUVs. There's no comfortable down there. Now we take. Not the government too, not the Ministry of Transport too, not the Ministry of Works, not the CRSG. So now they do everything what I said I promised to today. So we are comfortable with the price we put, for our bread to them, because tell them say, we want to put it because we don't want to let them make two naira. I say, okay, for good at Puloko now, maybe 10,000 because of 220,000. No. We want to make sure that the regulation has set to a point short that when they pay the normal price of people, they will pay back for the upline. Don't you know what they? In the circumstance, I remember clearly one which we have attend, the guy with the position say, they want to give a checkpoint on the road. That was very specific. And they explained it, they say, they don't want time because it will hinder the cost of the passengers. So we appeal to the police, and the police were there, represented, few represented. We removed the 38 checkpoint for them. In place of that, they put a CCTV camera. That's the one security reasons. In place of that, maybe the patrol, police and patrol on the highway. So we agree with the prices. So we are comfortable with the prices.
Right. Now, we see a turnaround. We see a particular protest and the race concern. We don't hear again. But I put a drive and the race concern. What's the issue the problem there?
All right, to be honest with you, like, what come on the initial opening of the tool they will begin to pay, I pass to president for data. We soon enter to the right, say, Mr. Minister, he say he listened to somebody to talk on the radio about the tank as them. Now I say, no, this is sad. I said, I didn't know. I say, what come on our regents, now I go on the toll business. He say, give a listener. He say, and I think, say, for take appropriate intervention. I said, listen to the right. I said, I'm not used to talk about that thing. I said, for honest. I said, well, you go and make sure you listen to it and make the right information because I believe that the man has some compelling arguments. So now I call him and say, let me avail me with the tape so I will listen to the man saying I'm concerned. I don't listen to that. And honestly, having listened to what the man said, he has a very compelling case. Because the truth is, the tanker they meet for cargo fuel up country in a government seminar by PRU, Petroleum Regulatory Union, IDRAM, not to tanker drivers, not to tanker owners, not to petrol dealers, the government. So if government say, the reason is that, government want to make sure say, petrol na Cambia, petrol na Boo, Kerema, Bombay, for the same price. That's why we go applying today, free to that 6,000, up to that 6,000. Therefore, government regulates the tanker then. And if you say, by paying the toll, it would have increased the cost of ferrying the petrol. I think it's honestly true. Then get right to that, Mindy.
So now you look into that?
You look into that. First of all, I feel to say, now an oversight of the committee, including them, would be the day. They don't consider that part today. But for now, as minister in charge, I don't consult right now and speak to you. I don't call the CRSG. I don't tell them, say, these guys have a very compelling case. And therefore, give a look back to the matter. In the circumstance, I don't invite the driver, the president, and the tanker drivers, boss, and the petroleum, they meet with me on Monday, 10 o'clock in my office. But as it is right now, I don't appeal to the people that say, tankers going up country with fear should not pay until we decide on Monday.
And I agree?
Of course, they agree, because I tell them, say, I've not been doing the talk about it already, but what did it take? The man's arguments were very logical and correct. That's the truth. You can't shy from the truth. The truth is, if now we need to control how much to sell upline, then if any cost for Incode, we get for some of that. So in fact, a history of the president say, based on what I think, say, from now, Government has to take responsibility of the cost of the toll for these tanker drivers who are not going to supply fuel. In the circumstance, I don't tell seriously, interim, let them bill government through me to Ministry of Finance until we get a solution for that thing.
They say from Friday up to as we speak, they're not going to fuel up line it. And no, you don't confirm, so you don't talk to CRSG from England in the past. Which now will be a message to most of the fuel operators then?
No, as I tell you this now, very clear. First of all, we know say tanker that they go, sun they go. Which also suggests say they get internal issues with themselves, which is not my business. My business here is the point of the matter is incorrect, illegitimate. It was wrong to have categorized them with the other drivers because they transport. It's fixed. I'm not by anybody but government. So for me, and I don't call them to a meeting, if I don't tell CRSG, tomorrow, Monday after the meeting, I put it in writing, they are going to allow them to pass, as we speak, free, until we take a decision officially on Monday.
Now, we don't hear the tanker driver in the race concern, or you know the transport that's going to raise concern, but a poor driver don't be raised concern. And now look, we now don't begin to address the issues of tanker driver. We now see again another set of people and come up again begin to raise concern.
Well, Mr. Alex, first of all, we only address tanker drivers because, like I tell you now, we government regulate the cost of transport, not to be designing. Well, I'm a secret background that Poloko. You know what I mean? Like drivers in Guam. And so far as we are concerned, we tell them, say, we're all out cost, we're comfortable with. You know what I mean? So you know, we expect somebody for go, like that. I think I hear talk about 18 passengers or so. Some of them just want to capitalize on any issue and make a difficulty for government. But in here, you know, say, just by removing the checkpoints for them, it's a big thing for them. They know that. It's not something we can talk about like that. But the point I'm making is, with the advanced tanker drivers, then, because honestly, it means it. Why? Because now we government is telling say this is a super cost, that's what you get by now. So if you can't increase back by toll, they'll never compete for that. So that was genuine. We cannot deny that fact. But other people then, they cannot because many agreement that you go and fix your own prices that compensate for what you do. So now we'll get increasing passenger prices. And they agreed. In fact, I can tell you, even in Kenya, the brand can't say. So they can become money pass sedan. So they will pay. And we agree to what they say. The point is that we cannot exploit the public because of development. That's what they want to do. You know what I mean? So we don't explain anybody for that to say, now for Guna Watalo, because of the toll, like for this price, no, because of the don't agree. It's illegal for you to do that. And I agree. Mark you, don't underestimate the fact that if you use the toll road, you are using government resources directly, you are paying for these things. And therefore, it has to be defrayed. You understand me? So I didn't expect anybody to come after tanker drivers. We could not fix price for nobody, let them fix their commercial drivers.
We don't begin a driver and they say they not they agree on weight, they agree on the motorcar size, if not put up they pay, the rate way, don't find any for pay, if not jeep they pay, if not truck. But now they say they don't begin build them on weight. On aware or as ministry.
Now, like I tell you back this now, these very owners of the Guayra go talk about all the things the little minister for to. I do not take part in these technical meetings. When we take a committee whereby you have the engineers, the drivers, all my motor driver owners, and they go to them. Then you start to say, no, categorize them. When they categorize them, not your way. They say, this is the lot A, this is the lot B, lot C, lot D, based on the axle weight, based on the capacity, based on the number of tires. Not the Ministry of Force, Ministry of Transport. And there are records to prove that in the minutes of the meeting. And also, they all signed to the communique. So I wonder how they count the issues now. They communicate, look at the Minister of Works, not signed the. Minister has not signed the. Now, they sign.
In other words, if you look at within, he explained, within they explain, and the representative them of the union, and I'll not go back to the membership and tell them, waiting that they agree to.
First of all, that's also untrue, because we don't know statistics. I don't go inside one meeting. One meets, not only the president of drivers, you know. You have the secretary, you have drivers themselves. You have drivers from, like, for example, drivers in Apollo will call your driver, permit him. To which I was a witness. So for the driver, the logo is not true. For the tanker driver, the logo is not true. For the lorry, the logo is not true. The attendance, okay, let me tell you something. It's easy for proof. We get attendance list to all the meetings they hold. Immediately, you see, drivers then signed to attendance list when they go permitting. Tanker owners then signed to attendance list. You know, it's very clear. So for saying that the president go talk, or the petrol and or the truck owner go talk, it's untrue. The trader's president go talk, it's untrue. I can remember arguments, one meeting I attend,
with one Dr. Kaloko, is the head of traders. He was very, very adamant on those prices. But then the only battle is past that. We go to back, look at the cost of bag of cement, look at the cost of fuel, consider that and the tool and divide and see if you compare it with the cartoon. Now make them come. When they come back, believe me, they came with position saying from 970 it's coming down to 549. But then said Andy. So I'm talking to the CRSG. But guess what? To compare for that, you know that government also give up 4 years with 5% to the get as government. So that people are not going to crumble no more. GST. All because we want to make sure that he can accommodate them. Because this is a new phenomenon. This toll road will be nice country, officially like this one. We understand difficult to understand them. Let me find a difficult to understand Mr. Conte or Mr. Jalo who talks, say, abroad, now I want to hear the people. So it's not true. It's not true. Believe me, abroad, as and when he passed through, he didn't pay. Except the one to know, he pay, when he come back, he pay. For say he passed through, he pay again. It's not true. We have traveled far and wide, we lived abroad. Even Ghana, which say be. So sometimes, let's don't misinform the public just to gain sympathy and obstruct government activities. For me, it's a development program. It's good for the country. And I'm sure in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we'll have flyover.
That's the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Honorable Ibrahim Kemosisi, they talked to Alex Torrance Koma inside that interview day, but concern them where people and driver them don't they race for sake of the toll road where they don't begin for pay along the Wellington Mashaka Highway. Well, the minister been confirmed inside that interview they say he don't talk to the Chinese man them for letting left the tanker them force where they pass for goods fuel upline, letting they pass so say they engage with the Chinese company where they in charge of the gold for see what they go do. Will they continue with the program in the show? It will come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. In case you just tune in and you want to make comments on the program, send them through the number 0779819981. 0779819981 at the number for send your message and yourself could be part of the program this afternoon. Will they continue with the program in the show? And now will they look at another issue where get for do with well body business? Some nurse them where they take care of 1 year old disabled pikin where in people and die inside the August 14 landslide and flooding na Canning gonna lonely. Doris concerned say they're not go able to take care of this pikin again because then they get plenty challenge them for sake of the pikin in condition. We make them call on government and Soviet organization them for help them for make the pikin goes off survive. Wani Gauja get more and Igonao report.
The landslide and flooding they kill plenty people and self left plenty people homeless and pikin them lost their mama and papa them. One part of the pikin away be lost in people and by this landslide and flooding where there is plenty concern. Now a 1 year old disabled pikin. As plenty people go on for know how the pikin manage for survive. Chief Kede Conte and the section chief of Kamayama.
Where this water they come, the woman, it's guy, God gang, it's gang, it take the two picking them. It go left them up to one palm body. So it can now for can't take other things then. Now they do water sweep them, it go with them. Well, this picking now, from that 6 o'clock in the morning, say by then, 8:30, then I get called, say, Chief Kede, that picking them will be say, the mama with the picking, they don't die, they not die. And don't can't see the naya. So now so I take get the picking and as I say, well now be because the water is still rough. If chance day tomorrow morning when I come with them picking. So now so I take get bring them picking back.
Chief Kede Conte say this picking done they sick for very long time now and now they act like normal picking.
This shocky baby now and not still good, you know well. And if I now say if you go see that picking in a cripple. And if you now undress that pikin, you see them. I go really sorry for the pikin, the way God make them. I get older all inside them. Even for going ahead, peasants squeeze them before you even go ahead.
Chief Kere continue for telling the Democracy say, it be later give this pikin to two nurse them at the community for make them go give care to this pikin for the moment. And then nurse be explain about how then they cope with the pikin in condition.
So yeah, me and this mother party, now they take care of the pikin for now, right now. Now we earn in day. Right now, we don't pour our own business for this pikin and sake for now. So they beg this picture because we be we no go for able for men and for take care of them because we get one thing that they do. So they apply, we they plead for me they can't take this picture for crying on an orphanage. Because we no go lie, they say talk the truth, no devil be ashamed. We no go for able for continue. But for now, for the meantime, me and my sister and all and I out to mama.
Na kami so I dey do utuga 24 hours. Say the rest of the day they able to go utuga. Right now for toilet, you know the toilet like a mortal man with EBC if a toilet no man. Now the way one side, now they you the able to press for let the toilet all come up and now. So until then they now then they no more want the government able help we under the able help the picking the kind condition where in day you know get back all side this main bone way it be say you will mortal man hang in hang. So mama be don't work at all for this operation. But this thing, not the program what like kind of happen so. But really, we need help. Not that nobody will really help we. For the meantime, Mr. Chef, I totally. If any day bread with me picking it, I get two picking it. If I not been getting nothing, I be able to afford. But now, Mr. Chef, I defend me on the bread. I totally. Who said? But for more this thing happen, I didn't know it's for the sake of this picking. Do our government able help we? Let them able take this picking.
Plenty picking them according to the chief. They all about na different people them and them na Kamayama community. And then they call on government and other Soyat organization them for make them go help them pick here.
We get off and picking in the day, but then one day now they young 2 years. Well, I get called for government. If government ready for help them picking in the day, make them come, they give them picking in the day. For let them help them. We don't know who's our way get for B. President Tuma, who's all get for be good leader? Who don't lost leader them? Who don't lost Boku people them? So tell them why away God save so through the help of the government. So tell them they get back good leader. So that can be cry to the government. Yeah.
As some people believe say picking them for grow in a way where they will be better people them na society, then picking are still the hope say they will get brighter future. Especially the 1 year old people picking, where will turn out for be better person at the society. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Wani Gauja, the report.
So they continue with the program, Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Indeed, it is well with our soul, despite the difficult times so they go through as a nation, and still, we they continue For hope to God say it will come and rescue we as a nation. We're still na issues them we get for do with the flooding and landslide. We will be this BNTM na free tongue. We will unbox some side them and safe plenty facility them. Way institution in Leguma Valley they use, we make them tap for supply water and some side them na the city. And this be make plenty side be the grumble say they don't get water and pump be lock. Well, for sake of that, the monitoring and evaluation manager now Guma Valley Water Company Alika Basi, Guma Valley workman them they try now for begin supply back. Now decide them where the flooding be and bulk them facility them. Alika Basi explained more inside this interview.
We go around, we start the ground for inspect we facilities from Sussex to Arlington to find out if any of them affected, and indeed several of them affected. We get a treatment plant in the region, the Babadoi treatment plant, in seriously affected because the generator house and the pumping station be flooded. So also section of the gravity line pipeline supply agent village hill station Kamayama and Lomley and Malama also affected, and later we also find out also with Takuyama pipeline really inside the forest since some landslide take place the pipeline inside the wash away, but then perhaps then in that pipeline then one would bring water can to the reservoir, so you know the supply and water to people and enjoy the take water from the in the forest and bring can to the Babadoi reservoir. And also we find out we see we are now white water we are also affected, the pipes away, the bring water can to the weir washed away, and also some of the distribution and pipes that bung the mountain cut also water carried and go, and also Charlotte with the supply and Allenton also affected, some section of the pipe also washed away, and also we get a damage in our Tengri Tong around all the land that's here at area also the supply to that community affected.
Then damage there we don't explain what so in the area them. So how soon people will tap that inside there will expect to now go begin with the effective water again?
Well for white water we supply mountain court there is street Arlington and Allen Street and the surrounding communities in the upper reaches of Mountain Court, Pudding Street, Adam Street, Lea Street, on to the street now, upper Kisi Road. Then we presently work on for your water supply has had a talk so, and also what we going on all the other facilities then for ensure we restore water supply soonest. And for regent the communities were affected from the regent side, we need Gloucester Village and Leicester Village because then also we get water from regent. But for Leicester and Gloucester, we run, I should have said something by the weekend, water supply will begin with Leicester and Gloucester, but for the regent, it's could still be done because the gravity of the situation early day and some of the distribution pipeline there, we never fixed it, but as we talk, we work on the pumping station and the generator station for ensure we will pump to Gloucester and regent and to Gloucester and Leicester, we relatively the and water supplies and pipeline there in place.
Mr. Kaba, from all this disaster many people don't talk say even the water where Guma will begin supply back or the well water maybe don't they use for drink, they know they advise say let them not drink again because the water they all will get for affected with the people them when they lost their life way the rescue team not be able for pool. As an expert from Guma Valley, what think will be your response to this?
Well, the affected and facilities, they are only done presently, so we need to supply water from there, certainly. And also, we put all the facility out of this together. It constitutes about 5% of the water we want to supply. Like, they account for less than 2% of the water we want to supply to the whole of Freetown. So, I mean, but they're only done right now, as we talk. But before we resume water and supply to the communities again, we need to ensure that the water be of quality, very good for human consumption, we don't lead to incidents of waterborne diseases. And also, the incident of water well, then, we know traditionally they use water well, but man, a pipe and water will be supplied. But under the emergency assessing plan, we will set up those, there are several parts of the city. And also, as we talk, we stakeholder when they work together for ensure, say, well, and facilities will be tested, ensure the water more contaminated. and also as a way to mitigate the incident of Korea, UNICEF together with Buma Valley don't install tanks in the landslide site in Ayijen and Kaningo. So at least UNICEF then install a tank with the water by Bowser for the good filling tanks in there.
Government they plan now or thereabouts for gather the people and now the victims they were affected in one particular area. How are we ensure say on a supply given water?
Well, plans are on the way because we now they put packages together for come up with a budget for saying what the real response will be. But as soon as we get details, we said we'll come up with plans out for contribute to that in disaster planning.
From the way they talk, is like Goma Valley not put proper response plan then in place it since when the disaster happened.
No, we will response that we make sure we get the facilities that were affected up and running.
We're very key because then
yes,
you can start without
yes, 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 yes. Yes, now that make we immediately the flooding take place, we send we staff them right around, we facilitate them, we do inspection, and as they talk, we work on for the water supply, they resume to them place in the book. Like I see, region stay away now, the epicenter, the way the bulk of the damage take place, we know they will fix them up immediately. It will take time before we come up, but for other areas then, in the next 2-3 days, then we'll come up.
Well, that's the monitoring and evaluation manager at Goma Valley Water Company, Alika Babi, they talk inside that interview. They say the workman and the work now Tranga one for begin supply water now side them with the facility be affected. Where we make them lock pump play for ensure say people then begin get water back now that particular side day. Well, from that interview day, we they go now inside politics as way for elect people where they run the activity of the People Democratic Party PDP Sobe. Member them that this party Friday, August Friday this year inside Freetown, the only national delegate convention who said they don't pick the people them where they lead the party inside the next 4 years. Who said the national chairperson for the party, Prince Koka, say with the kind team where the PDP don't get, then believe say then go win the next election for good status. The reporter Musa S. Kamara attend this convention and he put this report together.
As the 2018 election they come here, plenty political party then na saloon don't get plan for all then convention who said that they pick people them for run the affairs of them party and self represent the party for sake of the 2018 election. One part the party them whether already hold them convention na the People's Democratic Party PDP Sobe. As member them na the PDP party been hold the national delegate convention Saturday August 19 this year inside Freetown, who said them pick people them for run the affairs of the party for the next 4 years.
Me na Alhaji Ben Kamara, me na the national secretary general of the Democratic Party PDP Sobe. In fact, I won the election unopposed, and that comes because of the work that I have done for the party. I will do more with they don't give me this position now.
Arnold Aaron Smith, leader PDP Sobe, and I'll be interim leader after the death of the late leader. The leader now, and just taking as leader on the post.
Prince Kuka, me na be the outgoing chairman, but today they don't re-elect me back as the national chairman of the party.
I'm Mohamed Sisse, People Democratic Party, PDP. I'm the young leader of the party for now.
I've been turned the mic to some party delegates then. For now, waiting the makeup of the PDP 2017 convention.
Now my name Angela Nbawa, I'm a delegate for this conference. The process is very free and fair. It is fair. Why? Because the delegates there, then cast in them votes for the right person where they say yes, it's capable. Then the process will go in a very peaceful manner.
I'm Pastor Kamati Fama, I'm a delegate for the PDP Sobe party. Well, the process is unique, defined, and a landmark in the history of the PDP Sobe party. It was people from various areas in the country come to participate at this convention. Young.
My name is Rebecca B.M. Siddiqui. I'm a former national women's leader, PDP
Party, Sobe. In every election, you either win or you lost. As far as this election, we see this not just chairman now. Say people from Gassama Street, if you see him, he really dominated with Kalbatown people. For can stage manage the election. But all the same, since PPRC and other parties and therefore for monitor the election, it's okay. I'm okay with that.
Alhaji Mukhtar Babatunde Williams, na commissioner na the Political Parties Registration Commission, he been described the PDP 2017 National Delegate Convention this way.
I must be very honest. It is excellent and credible. No doubt about it. In fact, the way they comport themselves, it goes beyond imagination. If all political parties can just copy a page from PDP, I sure say all delegate conference could become very, very successful and peaceful.
Now, for sake of all this make, the national chairperson for the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Sobe, Prince Koka, say this one.
We are prepared, and I believe, say, that with the convention, number behold, we've been that we don't finish. Trust me, this point in time, we don't work very assiduously for no match to State House, and we are determined for it.
Where it been the talk, the national chairperson for all political parties association, where people can call APA, Augusta James Tema, say, he hope the PDP party go continue the unity where he see the party demonstrate during the 2017 convention.
I see the unity and I'm enjoying the unity. The unity is strength. And I want to talk to you now and this evening for making us continue with this kind of unity. When make many of you go on opposed today.
But people can remember say, before this time, the PDP party don't get plenty draw from 2012. How the convention go up for solve that, Prince Koka again.
From today now, the draw don't done. Because our convention determines. And as long as they're not really let you back, I don't feel say we get any draw among yourself again.
So, however, when I get some people we aggrieve now the party, what now them faith within the party now?
Well, I don't know. Definitely, we know say them people and they are not members of PDP. In fact, the one who them they aggrieve, then we don't expel them out of the party, and you don't at the hall where the entire delegate they don't endorse. You understand? Say they don't want again at the party.
As all these they be, the PDP party member them not been present. The person will go represent the party as flag bearer inside the 2018 election. The PDP national chairperson Prince Koka explained the reason for that.
According to the provision of the constitution, the one way emerge as the leader, where they elect as the leader, automatically emerge as the flag bearer.
If that person be,
no, but definitely, if the person not willing, the executive goes don't mark, we decide order for go.
So to that end, where the PDP Sobe party member them, they present to Salon people the party in flag bearer and in running mate. 98.1 go continue for reports on team them where they be na the People's Democratic Party PDP Sobe. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Musa S. Kamara the report.
The program is still a decent media show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, from that report, the way Musa S. Kamara puts together about the convention where the PDP Sobedo also don't pick a new executive we go run the party for the next 4 years. We then now go to the All People's Congress as then save this BNTM, then being pulled dates for the convention them. Way for be the 4th and the 5th and the 6th of September. But inside one interview where the Democracy do with the National Secretary General for the APC party, Ambassador Usman Fode Yansane, he said the party don't shift the APC convention to the 14th, 15th and 16th of September. Also the party go pick the flag bearer and running mate. Usman Fode Yansane been talk more inside this interview with Mange Mansari.
It is true that the
convention real will take place on the 5th and the 6th. But the 4th, now we will do what you call registration and accreditation. That is the 4th of September. The 5th, now the first day, the 6th, now the last day. But we don't change it.
See, make una change the dates.
Circumstances will make them propitious for shift them for about a week. There are many, but I never name them now. But it was essential that we make them changes here.
Just give few of them.
The changes have been made because it will be in the best interest of the party to hold the convention on the 14th, registration and accreditation day, the 15th, the first day, and then the 16th. The change now for just 1 week.
What are the positions then, basically, we unaga for conduct the convention for?
In the first place, we get for start at the lower level. Why I say lower level? For we na constituency na the lowest rung. At the constituency level, we get 132 constituencies. With the whole that convention day on the 25th and 27th of August. Now the various constituency headquarters. Now they will hold on. Then they choose executives. The executives na each constituency, they vary between 9 and 11 officers. Thereafter, we graduate upwards 2nd of September to the 3rd of September. We get the district level conventions to be held in the various districts, headquarter towns. Then the other level, the 6th of September, regional conventions will be held. Then we get other organs of the party, such as the APC Women's Congress. We get the APC National Youth League and the APC Veterans Welfare Association. Then on Friday, the 8th of September to the 9th of September 2017. And then we hold them 3 days for the women, the youths, and veterans. Now the APC party headquarters all will be line on the 8th and 9th of September. The National Delegates Conference itself with the hold them for elect or select at the level of the nation, the national officers. We include the chairman and leader, deputy chairman and leader, 5 regional chairmen. The regional, then we don't hold their own convention on the 6th of September. So the regional, then we do now, then they report about what happened at the regions, so the National Delegates Conference. But then the next officer will choose now the Secretary General, the Assistant Secretary General, Organizing Secretary, Assistant Organizing Secretary, Publicity Secretary, Assistant Publicity Secretary, then we get the Treasurer. Then one day, then they select or elect them on that day. And at the same day, now the elect or select the presidential candidate. All those electors, ISEP go present in running mate for the endorsement of the National Delegates Conference.
You don't talk about the positions then, whether they get for elect or select. You go for one again for the Secretary General.
Yes, I'm the substantive Secretary General. I play the role of a referee, and particularly when it comes to the position of presidential candidate. We need people that we neutral where they take position in the interest of the party and its general membership. But the consultations, then position, yeah, we don't start at the level of the constituency. The delegates then would draw them from the various levels. Would draw delegates from the constituencies, 132 constituencies. We also will get them from among the councillors, because we get 511 councillors where now the wards in now.
So in total, how many delegates them all would they talk about?
In total, the accredited delegates now 1,407. There are certain provisions in our constitution we will make certain people then qualify. The party they take that into consideration.
So would that them people then they, by the provision of the constitution?
By the provision of the constitution, each constituency will not just example of the game, chairman of the constituency, the secretary, the women's leader, the youth leader, the youth and the women already make up. Each constituency also entitled for bring 5 other delegates from among each constituency. So when you add them all together, would I then qualify now 1,407.
The women that was select the national officers there. Now that day, we had to go select the person where they be the flag bearer and in running mates. So you feel to say enough consultation.
So they would even exhaust the consultations. The party, now the family party, who have been consulting with all aspirants, president, the leader, they consult with anybody who expresses a desire. we've been on the consultation and at the various levels of the party. It's not a today party. A party would only this year make we 57, September 11.
But we see beaucoup candidates in the commons. So what do you make up of the candidates there?
This is the beauty of democracy. Let all men express their views. You know, see, we know they gag anybody for say anything we want to say, because this is not the beauty of democracy, and we are a democratic party. They have a right to express their desire for stand and associate with anybody who they want. Our membership and free for associate with anybody who they want, you see. But the party is a cohesive party. In fact, the APC Constitution, 5th December 1995, make a provision for the choice of a presidential candidate way different from the position of chairman and leader of the party. Incidentally, what may happen in 2007, president was not only voted in for the chairman and leader, but also presidential candidate. This time round, and it will be so, because the party don't, National Advisory Committee don't say, since there is no provision for say, where them vote you presidential candidate, you don't automatically become the chairman and leader. In our own case, motions were moved, chairman and leader for be the presidential candidate. That is what we did. It is not trenched in the constitution.
All right, that's now the APC Secretary General Ambassador Usman Fode Yansane. Be they talk to Mange Mansaye inside that interview day, and be they confirm the dates the way he said they don't push the convention the way for maybe the 4th, 5th, and 6th of September. But according to inside the interview, say they don't push until the 14th, 15th, and 16th September. Namakeni Usa is then go pick them flag bearer and running mate for the 2018 general election. Well, from then convention issues, then they will they can look at now thing that we get for do with donation, as plenty people and organization them don't they give donation towards the flood, the August 14 flood victim them way being disabled and not get siding for them. One part organization they are we don't they go give towards them flood victim, they are donation them. Now the Sierra Mineral Holding One Limited, Vimetco, Fawaz Building Material, Bank of Saloon, and other company them, we don't give over 1 billion loans to the Vice President, Ambassador Victor Vokari Foe, as they support to people that will be their family and been die, and where the flooding be amborg this being team. Alex Orenskoma gets more and Egona report.
After the August 14 mudslide and flooding waving killed plenty people and left some people homeless in a free tone, the government may decide for set up emergency response committee and self-open bank account. USA government may ask people inside and outside Saloon for support the country for help the people that move the mudslide and the flooding they amborg serious one. And at the Vice President, Ambassador Dr. Victor Bokari Foe, the Edis Committee, where they oversee all the activity then. Friday, August 18, the Vice President being received over 1 billion loan support from different institutions then, now the country. One parent institution then, a Zenith Bank, will be given 150 million loans.
We feel your pain, and to support the upkeep of those people who were displaced, it has pleased the board and management and staff of Zenith Bank Sierra Leone to present a check of 150 million to you, sir.
Fawaz Building Material will be given 200 million loans and other team them.
You know, from on behalf of Fawaz Building Material, donated 200 million for the tragedy that happened, plus 200 bags of rice, 200 foam, mattresses foam, 100 pillows, 600 pair of silpas, 1,000 blankets, 5 bales of towels, 10 cartoons of laundry soap, 10 cartoons of toilet soap, clothing, 2 bales for male, 2 bales for women, for children and for kids, and plus 5 cartoons milk, plus 20 cartoons sardine for the volunteers which are helping to clean the plates. We have to feed them also.
Bank of Saloon has been given 100 million loans, and the bank governor, Dr. Patrick Conte, been present the check to the Vice President.
We are here as an institution to express our solidarity with the central government. It's been very trying times for all of us. So we're here to commiserate with the government to express our support. So we're here with a small donation towards the emergency fund that has been established in the amount of 100 million loans.
Vimetco Bauxite Mining Company, SEF, been donate 750 million loans. We Alex Ivanov, winner the general manager for this company, been present the check to the vice president.
Even our employees, so plenty of our employees are working in this area, living in this area, and of course it's our obligation, it's absolutely a must for us to help a little bit, to help the government of Sierra Leone to fight against this kind of disaster. And by this occasion, I would like to hand over a small check with the help from our company.
This is a check of 750 million leones from the Metco or Bauxite Company.
We in the top determined they received the different support then. The Vice President, Ambassador Dr. Victor Bokarifo, been telling thank you to the different institutions that will give them support. But been calling Salon people not for put politics upon the relief process.
These things are there, and they are cooking for these people. But every day, people are coming to say they don't care, they have not given them one plate of food, one plate of rice. This is not correct. We want people to say it right. Let us don't put politics out of this disaster. Let us care for the people. When the time for politics comes, we'll go and play politics. We'll go and talk politics. But this is not time for politics. The people are at the center of this suffering. So let us all come together as Sierraleoneans to work towards the alleviation of their suffering. We want to be inclusive. The press should be part of all of what is happening. We want to be transparent. We want criticism so that we can be on track. But the criticism must be constructive. This is plenty of money, but we are like Oliver Twist. The more you give, the more we want. The government has in mind to get into some permanent solution. Government has in mind to build low-cost housing so that we could move as many people away from the tragedy-prone areas, the type of flood areas, the type of mudslide areas. So we will be engaging you and other Sierraleoneans, other business people, other investors on government's plan. We want to build affordable housing so that Sierraleoneans could be better housed, Sierraleoneans could be better cared for, the poor could be treated in a better way. Our people are really poor and we sympathize with them. What has happened is an act of God. Nobody will plan to go and lie down where he will die or she will die, but it's an act of God. We sympathize with them, and that you have come to make light their suffering. I thank you again and say, please, we have to engage you because we'll be going into some permanent construction, and we look forward to your participation in a bigger way.
Sunday, August 20, the Lebanese community itself been go giving support to the Vice President, Dr. Victor Bokarifo. Imad Kuri, the acting president of the Lebanese community in a salon, he tell me about the support we then go give to the Vice President.
Now the problem is that we are here. So say first, for this sudden disaster we happen, we pray for the one that we gone die, from the way they displaced, the other hospitalized, and I promise after that, the next step is to give our own donations, our own pledge. And that's what we are doing today.
Yes, so what kind of thing are we going to
come? We come with 354 bags of rice, 250 mattresses, 600 dozen of water, 18 bales of cloth, and then 10 cartons of assorted biscuits, and 1,500 tube of toothpaste.
And that's all in the cost.
It's approximately about 250 million leones.
We in the talk after it all received the item then. Vice President Victor Bokarifo tell thank you to the Lebanese community as a senator to the first 10 days. We the Lebanese community don't support development in a salon.
You have been with us for over a century, and you've always come to stand by Sierra Leone. During the rebel war, the Lebanese stood by this country. During the Ebola scourge, a very bitter period again, the Lebanese stood by Sierra Leone. And now again, in our hour of need, the Lebanese are standing by Sierra Leone. We are not surprised. We cannot pay you, but we believe we can always say thank you, and thank you, and thank you for your concern. It is not because you have money, no, it is because you empathize with Sierra Leone and Sierra Leonean. And that is so good in the eyes of even the Lord, Allah. Because it is written in the good books, when I was in need, you did not give me, or you gave me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I had no clothes, you clothed me. When I was in hospital, you visited me and cared for me. This is what you are doing. You are empathizing with us. Please continue.
The Vice President, Dr. Victor Bokarifo, be hand over all the support them we receive to the Office of National Security. We now then they manage all the donation them, we people they give to the Emergency Response Committee. where the Democrats will continue for bring to an update, but the different donation the money going at the office of the Vice President. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Alex Lawrence Koroma, the report.
Plenty thank you to Alex Lawrence Koroma for where he put that report there together. Well, now, so the program made the show go left you for today on edition. Plenty thank you to the production team and to my colleague them, we don't go around for bringing material for ensure say the program reach you this afternoon. So to meet back, me na Khadija Bangura, they say continue for listening to this fine frequency. At 7 o'clock in the evening, we go bring you Salon and some international news. 9 o'clock, go be time for we other current affairs program waiting to be. So to meet back, goodbye.